Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let me pose this question to the listeners as we take tons of your calls this hour and cover more of the news. What do you think is going to happen with the economy? Just days before this hurricane hit, the head of the Federal Reserve was going around saying we could have a crash in one of the final bubbles left holding up the economy, real estate. They have global indicators coming out that the American economy is in deep trouble. Meanwhile, Bush and the Democrats are dancing around saying everything's wonderful. World government's wonderful. Globalism's been good for us when it's been the opposite. It's been like cyanide to the economy. They're passing the CAFTA. They're passing forced psychological testing, national ID cards. FEMA's been caught sabotaging and engaging in criminal activities all over Louisiana and other areas. We will get into more detail on that in this hour. All this stuff's happening. And so you're welcome to call in about it at 800-259-9231. We'll be going to Walt and then Mike and others here. Mike's in Georgia, but says he just got back from Louisiana. We'll be talking to him in the next segment. Right now, we're talking to Ron in California. Ron heard me on Coast to Coast AM last night. And John Ronson, who wrote a book about, made a TV documentary about our infiltration of Bohemian Grove and other things, was on there about the Pentagon's admissions of basically black magic, training Fort Bragg troops in black magic. It shows how into the occult our government is, going back into the 80s and how they're using black magic in the torture of people. And he was admitting it, but saying, oh, it's not really black magic, they're just goofy. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, but Colonel Alexander did come up with all the ideas for the sound cannons and all this other stuff, and Army, be all you can be, a new age term. So, Ronson, though, I would say has come a long way. I mean, he used to think it was all just a big joke. Now he's saying, yeah, Bohemian Grove is serious. Yeah, the Pentagon is serious. But, I mean, you say you have a problem with him. I mean, what is
it? Well, I don't really have a problem with him, but, I mean, it's just the way that he was going about saying stuff and, like, kind of like, saying he didn't agree with you and stuff. It just seemed like all the other people that I listen to every day trying to disagree with me and say that, you know, the government's good and, you know, and tell me that, oh, well, you know, the federal government, they're not responsible for people when there's a natural tragedy or whatever, you know, like the hurricane.
Well, here's the deal. They're not really, but they say they are. Taxes, take our freedoms, and then do a horrible job when there's a problem because then they'll get even more power. But, Ronson, what is he supposed to do? Our government are a bunch of devil worshippers. I mean, he admits, well, they're crazy and they're dangerous and they're bad, but I just can't believe they actually worship the devil, even though they do. I mean, what is he supposed to do now? I mean, he's a mainstream media reporter, and, I mean, what more can he say?
That's true. You get a point.
I mean, if he comes right out and says, yes, it's all... I mean, look at them now. They can't even deny it. I mean, when I'm on there debating former Nightline producers and... You know, a former top DEA agents, they're like, Alex, the government did blow up Building 7, but it was for their own good. I mean, they can't even debate with me anymore. They just have to go, okay, it's all true, but it isn't bad. It's just, there's not, we're actually winning. I mean, I don't know, you know what it is? You're probably trying to convince your family, and I don't think they respect you. Because the only
not
folks,
at all.
yeah, I mean, the only folks I find where they can't, quote, wake people up is just their family. Stop wasting time with your family.
I don't even talk to them.
They'll start respecting you when you just stop talking to them.
When
somebody treats you with disrespect, just don't treat them with disrespect. Just go, hey, I'm not, just shun them. Shunning people is a great way to deal with them. Thanks for the call.
Right.
And by the way, I'm getting ready. Just letting people know to start exposing fake patriots. I haven't done this, I've never really done this, but I think they're damaging things bad enough now. Some of the people on other networks and other folks that are just lying, that I've actually began writing notes up and preparing a case against these people that's just totally rock solid. I'm tired of being attacked and savaged and lied about and treated badly and covertly attacked. I'm gonna take some folks... I'm going to take them down to the altar. I'm going to spank them real good, real soon, so you stay tuned for that. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here back live. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got about 52 minutes left in the broadcast today. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Again, this is the Alex Jones Show. You know, I never picked that name. The first name that I gave myself, that I gave the radio show about 10 years ago, or I guess longer now, was The Real Spin. The Real Spin, because I thought, you know, the media spins everything, and you know, everything in life does have complex issues and folds and twists and turns, but a lot of stuff is just basically cut down to right and wrong. And I said there is a certain spin to things, so we'll call it The Real Spin. And then of course, I started getting on, you know, different Patriot radio satellite outlets, and then Ted Anderson came along and took the Patriot Network from tinker toy level, you know, up to something really trying to get on commercial AM and FM stations, and we've effectively done that. And he's like, well, Michael Trudeau said, we'll just call it the Alex Jones Show, which I never liked that name, but that's been the name. I always wanted to call the show Real Talk Radio, and basically that was the unofficial name. And I got the T-shirts to prove it, by the way. I even got listeners sent me shirts that say, Alex Jones and Real Talk Radio, Real Issues of Real Significance. And it's a great name for a radio show, and it's the name of my radio show. But some people have proclivities to call their shows the names of other people's shows. More than once, I guess. There's kind of a history of that. I don't even know why I'm babbling telling this story. It's just that it's been a good run, and we're exposing the New World Order more than ever, and I'm just thankful to God that I'm able to get up here on the air Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central and back from 9 to midnight and expose the forces of the New World Order. I'm going to get into these articles, FEMA deliberately sabotaging hurricane relief efforts, and several other articles we put together that are so important. And I have another article that a listener compiled that I read over is very accurate of just over 10 examples of FEMA openly sabotaging that we haven't really even covered. These two articles are so important, we need you to help us get them out to people. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and I'm wondering who is up next here. There's so many of these callers. I guess Walt in Michigan is up next. Walt, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, Walt. Welcome.
Yeah. You had a guy 2 or 3 days ago who said he had some maps of the Mississippi and New Orleans that showed it was going to be flooded. Was that under Agenda 21, those maps that he had?
Yes. I know that openly they want to turn that area into wetlands. They want to break dams all over the country. Basically, it's a way to force us into compact cities, and then the elite
right.
openly will live in these big, basically ranchettes out in the countryside. It's like, Ted Turner owns like 2% of one state and 1% of another? I mean, it's just unbelievable. They want even more, so this is another control mechanism. If you can get people off the land, if you can get them into compact cities, you have control over them.
Are those maps available where we can download them or get copies of them or something where we can have tangible proof of them using these maps as a guide of them rewilding or...
USA Today, about 3 weeks ago, had a front page story about rewilding the Midwest. And they're actually considering releasing lions and tigers and elephants, saying that because 20,000 years ago they were here, we need to do it again. I mean, this is not a joke. They're releasing cougars, you know, mountain lions all over.
I went and downloaded Agenda 21 last night, the whole thing. And I'm going to put it on disk, and I printed it out last night. It's about 350 to 500 pages long. And I'll tell you something. These guys are monsters, Alex. They're evil. Like,
well, I mean, and that's just one UN plan. They have a whole bunch of different roadmaps that are all interlocked and simultaneously being implemented. And when they sign NAFTA or they sign GATT or they sign CAFTA or when they sign a deal, it all mentions these plans. And the globalists write their plan. The CFR writes a plan. And it is implemented. It is brought in, and it is horrible. Thanks for the call. Really good points that you brought up there. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Georgia, who just got back from Louisiana. Mike, thanks for holding.
Hey, thank you, Alex. Thank you. Listen, I just wanted to make a point. I know we've heard, especially patriots around the nation, the sound you explaining, you know, what it's going to be like in a police state. And I tell you, I went down there last Friday because I had no idea the damage to my home in Covington, Louisiana, and the damage to my office in the neighboring town of Mandeville. And so I went down there with my cousin. We both had guns. I tell you what, there's no power. And the first night we stayed there, it became real to me. I mean, just all the things that I've heard and read in the last year or two, it became real to me when... And can you imagine? There's no power, so that it's pitch black. Okay, and I live in a nice neighborhood. You know, just obviously there's no power. There's trees down everywhere, but the house, fortunately, I was protected by God. It wasn't damaged. So anyway, I'm laying in my bed, and it's about 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, and the windows are wide open. You know, so I can let the air in because it's hot. And pitch black, and all you hear every 30 minutes. Is the thumping, thunderous sound of a military helicopter off in the distance, slowly, ominously getting closer and closer and closer.
And again, never in our history has stuff like this happened to this degree.
Sure,
but
sure.
All we heard was martial law, and then magically the reasons start appearing. The terrorists, and then it's the government. The terrorists in England, it's the government.
Shining spotlights through, and I'm in a neighborhood that there's no looting. There's a police officer, not just a rent-a-cop, but actual police officer up front, gated community. You know,
so they're shining lights on you.
They're shining lights throughout the woods and whatnot. I don't know what they're looking for, but you know, it was just it made it real to me. I mean, I just was like, man, I'm going to make sure my gun is close because you know who knows what they're going to
well,
do.
Well, did you know that we've caught FEMA as well as the National Forestry Service and others. It was a big article in the San Francisco Chronicle where the city itself stole like 900 acres and big houses, and now this the local bureaucrats live in the homes rent free, ride the four wheelers, live in the life, and bureaucrats are going to be getting a lot of the property out there.
Yeah, it's,
so they're also just assessing the goodies.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, it's just.
Hey, look, folks, that isn't a joke. I mean, we have hundreds of reports where the cops pull over an 80-year-old lady who's got $5,000 in her purse because she doesn't trust banks, and they just take it from her and say, prove it isn't drug money. You know, it's called asset forfeiture seizure. And this is all just being normalized, see?
Yeah.
You know what? We have a sponsor who sells the Nuke Alert. Big patriotic, you know, pro-Bush guy. He tried to deliver a whole truckload of MREs, and they just confiscated the truck and the MREs. That's what I was told by his office. And he's
kinda, 5 minutes down from my exit. As you get down, actually, it's about 15 minutes when you get towards Slidell. I mean, every exit when I was leaving on Sunday was manned by police, and arm-in-arm with them were M16-toting National Guardsmen, military, whatever.
And again, all they're doing is showing their authority and the authority to not aid the people. Thanks for the call. And 5 days into it, we shamed them so bad that they had to allow aid in. I mean, don't miss the forest for the trees, folks. I mean, this is just pure evil. We're going to go to more of your calls after I get into FEMA and some of the things they're doing criminally. And we'll do that in the next segment. But here in the next 3 minutes, I'm honored to have Ted Anderson on with us because we've been getting calls into the board asking if we're still running that special that he announced last week. This is the gold price from 2 weeks ago. He's almost out at this price. Those $5 gold pieces, those quarter ounces for $165. I mean, that is a great deal. They have them on hand. They'll ship them right out to you. I mean, even major, you know, mainstream banking outfits are now saying gold is probably going to go over $700 an ounce. I don't know if that's true. It doesn't matter. It's a real commodity. It can't be devalued massively like paper currency. And he also has a silver dollar, pure silver dollars from the 1920s. They also have a collector's value. You can buy them singly or in rolls or in quarter bags. Ted, tell us about these two specials you're offering.
Well, first of all, like you said, this gold deal is a $5 gold piece. It's a great way to get involved in the precious metals business. They're trading at $165 a piece. You can pick them up that way, or you can get them at $3,300 per roll. We're all seeing what's going on with the economics around the oil prices and everything. I mean, it's really shaking up the economy. The second thing is that one of the most popular items in silver, hands down, are the silver dollars that we used here as money here in the United States. You put one of those silver dollars in somebody's hand, their eyes gleam, they light up, they know there's value there. These things trade on eBay $15 to $20 a piece all day long. What I have is I have them in quantity available. They're at $12.75 a piece. This is the way that it works out. They're $12.75 per coin. You can pick up in increments of rolls at $255 per roll. Now, that's a roll of 20 coins. Or what I'd suggest that you do is you pick them up in the quarter bag increments. Quarter bags mean $250 face value at $3,188 per bag.
By the way, silver is only going up in value.
Oh, yeah. Actually, gold and silver are both up since the last time we were on the air. Silver right now is at $7.07. Last time we were on the air, it was $6.80. Obviously, the silver dollars are going to be increasing in price. You also have gold right now at $444.50. So they're both really in a good position to be getting involved with the silver dollars. Again, a really good offer. People need to have some silver on hand, too, and there's just nothing that's more barterable or more, recognizable than the old silver dollars that were actually...
Well, there's nothing more liquid.
Yeah, they're very liquid. They're very easy to sell.
Well, let me give the number out and tell them it's an Alex Jones special when you call to take advantage of the gold or the silver. And, folks, this is the time to buy. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. And when this deal's gone, it's gone. Because when these supplies are gone, it's all going to be the new price because it's going up. 1-800-686-2237. Thanks for coming on, Ted.
Thanks for having me, Ellis.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to get into FEMA right now, then we'll come back and take some calls. But I know I gave that number out really quick there in the last 15 seconds of the last segment. You want to call and take advantage of this deal on these collector's item silver dollars that are pretty close to their melt value for what they're being sold for. I have seen these silver dollars on eBay, you know, 15, 20 bucks a piece. So this is a good deal. And they also have a collector's value. It's pure silver, 1920s, beautiful coins. A great deal on those. You can buy them single or you can buy, you know, whole rolls or bags. That's what the elite's doing. You can also get those quarter ounce $5 gold pieces that are, you know, very close to just their gold value. And they even have a collector's value to them as well. But I mean, these are great deals. I mean, I've shopped around for gold, and I buy from Ted Anderson. In fact, a few months ago, I bought some more gold, and I'm going to be buying a little bit more today, maybe even some silver dollars. It's just a good investment. I mean, the value of the dollar has gone down by 45% in the last 3 years. And so I've taken a little bit of college savings I've got from my children, and I put it into gold. Because I'm not rolling in great, you know, accrued wealth here, but I know this. The little bit of cash I had that I left in the bank too long is just basically, it's getting more and more worthless. I mean, $100 is like $60. Or really, $100 is like $55. I mean, that should make you really mad, folks. So you still got time to put it into gold. And I don't know. I mean, it's just, I hear all the big announcements now where all the big banks are saying buy gold. You don't want to wait until the big rush is on. Give them a call right now and tell them it's the Alex Jones Special, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Silver dollars and $5 gold pieces. All right. FEMA deliberately sabotaging hurricane relief efforts by Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones. That's one article. Then another one by Steve Watson. FEMA executive orders pave the way for emerging police state hell. And another article that chronologically lists all of the provocateuring and terrorism that FEMA is engaging in. I mean, there's so much of this, it's hard to cover it all, but this is the big story. This is the story that's being ignored right now. FEMA deliberately sabotaging hurricane relief efforts. Multiple parishes revolt, use armed guards to defend against feds. Numerous credible sources have come forward with examples of how the Federal Emergency Management Agency is deliberately sabotaging Hurricane Katrina relief efforts in New Orleans. This represents a ruthless attempt on the part of FEMA to impose a federal takeover of the area for their own benefit amid the tragedy that has already claimed anything up to 10,000 lives. The mainstream media has picked up on the story, but is whitewashing it as just another failure of the government in dealing with the crisis. Excuse me. In reality, the actions are part of a coordinated campaign to deepen the scope of the disaster in order to force through bumper funding increases for FEMA. Jefferson Parish President Aaron Bouchard, we played yesterday, appeared on Meet the Press Sunday and broke down in tears as he described FEMA's criminal activities. We have been abandoned by our own country. Hurricane Katrina will go down in history as one of the worst storms ever to hit the American coast. But the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina will go down as one of the worst abandonments of Americans on American soil ever in U.S. history, he said. He continued by saying tearfully, "We had Walmart deliver three trucks of water, trailer trucks of water. FEMA turned them back. They said we didn't need them. This was a week ago. FEMA, we had 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel on a Coast Guard vessel docked in my parish. The Coast Guard said, come get the fuel right away. When we got there with our trucks, they got a word. FEMA says, don't give you the fuel. Yesterday, FEMA comes in and cuts off our emergency communications lines. They cut them without notice. Our Sheriff Harry Lee goes back, and he reconnects the lines. He posts armed guards on the line and says, no one is getting near the lines. The head of our local emergency management, I don't have the quotes here, but I'm going off memory. The head of emergency management, his mother was stuck. On Monday, he said, Mama, they're coming to get you on Monday. Mama, they're coming to get you on Tuesday. Mama, they're coming to get you on Wednesday. Mama, they're coming to get you on Thursday. Friday, Mama, they're coming to get you. Friday, she drowned. She drowned. They're never coming. They're not coming. I'm sick of seeing Chertoff. Secretary Chertoff on the news with the press conferences. We're sick of the press conferences. Get in there and save them. You're not saving them now. You're not doing nothing. So that's why I'm starting to be in a couple movies. All right, I'm being sarcastic, folks. I'm trying to have some fun out of all this, but it's horrible. I mean, it's a nightmare. I should just play the clip instead of trying to imitate it. But it's horrible. It makes you cry. And you know what? Cue up that clip. It's a four-minute clip, though. Let's just play the last 2 minutes. It's too long. Cue it up. We're just talking about the hooves approaching. We'll be right back. We'll actually play him doing it instead of me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
No, but I mean, you hear these type of passionate pleas, impassioned pleas. Now, inventing new words, I've got Ebonics. And it just makes you really, really mad. FEMA in there cutting the lines. Why would FEMA, an organization supposedly tasked with helping in a time of crisis, deliberately cut police communications lines? This is a blatant example of sabotage and a sick push to make the disaster worse. In carrying out these actions, FEMA is no better than the animals who shot at rescue workers in helicopters. The mission of FEMA has never in reality been to bring people food and water, and in times of crisis. Alex Jones has attended numerous FEMA drills, where the whole point of the exercise is to round people up, break up families, and institute a brutal police state crackdown. FEMA needs to create a chaotic atmosphere in New Orleans so they can legitimize what they are doing. We now have multiple reports of police being ordered to guard key infrastructures in order to defend them from FEMA federal agents. Sheriffs in numerous different counties are guarding highways to keep out FEMA. FEMA is being treated as the enemy because they are sabotaging key facilities in an effort to intentionally worsen the already desperate scenes of horror in New Orleans. FEMA is sabotaging lines of communication so their activities cannot be exposed to the wider relief authorities and the media. Commenting on the sabotage by FEMA of communications lines, Washington insider Wayne Madison, former NSA folks, National Security Agency, said, Jamming radio and other communications, such as television signals, is part of a Pentagon tactic called information blockade or technology blockade. The tactic is one of a number of such operations that are part of the doctrine of information warfare and is one of the psychological operations of PSYOPs methods used by the U.S. Special Forces Operations Command. Radio host Carol Baker, who has been tracking FEMA sabotage, stated that the Plowmaine's parish sheriff, Joe Hingle, we did confirm that in a local news article, had his deputies patrol the county line under orders not to let FEMA in. As is discussed in the Meet the Press interview with Jefferson Parish Sheriff Harry Lee, also has armed guards patrolling the county line in order to prevent the FEMA sabotage. FEMA has a number of executive orders that outline the total federal takeover of any U.S. city. FEMA is clearly using the human catastrophe as a means of executing its decades-long plans of providing the pretext for further takeover scenarios of all major American cities. Amongst the litany of government inaction and outright dereliction of duty, this is the most alarming evidence to emerge yet that clearly indicates an agenda for the federal government to profit and expand its power from exploiting the aftermath of the hurricane. And here's the clip that we played yesterday, but I know that we had some satellite trouble in the first, or internet trouble there in the first few hours, so some of you may not have heard it. So we'll play this clip with the parish president, basically the mayor, talking about just the horrible things that FEMA was doing. And there's I've got a whole other report here with just dozens of other examples of this. It's on PrisonPlanet.com right now, but here it is.
Sir, they were told, like me, every single day, the cavalry's coming on a federal level. The cavalry's coming. The cavalry's coming. The cavalry's coming. I have just begun to hear the hoofs of the cavalry. The cavalry's still not here yet, but I've begun to hear the hoofs. And we're almost a week out. Let me give you just three quick examples. We had Walmart deliver three trucks of water, trailer trucks of water. FEMA turned them back. They said we didn't need them. This was a week ago. FEMA, we had 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel on a Coast Guard vessel docked in my parish. The Coast Guard said, come get the fuel right away. When we got there with our trucks, they got a word. FEMA says, don't give you the fuel. Yesterday, FEMA comes in and cuts all of our emergency communication lines. They cut them without notice. Our sheriff, Harry Lee, goes back in, he reconnects the line, he posts armed guards on our line and says no one's getting near these lines. Sheriff Harry Lee said that if American government would have responded like Walmart has responded, we wouldn't be in this crisis. But I want to thank Governor Blanco for all she's done and all her leadership. She sent in the National Guard. I just repaired a breach on my side of the 17th Street Canal that the Secretary didn't foresee, a 300-foot breach. I just completed it yesterday with convoys of National Guard and local parish workers and levee board people. It took us 2.5 days working 24/7. I just closed it. Right. I'm telling you, most importantly, I want to thank my public employees that have worked 24/7. They're burnt out, the doctors, the nurses. And I want to give you one last story, and I'll shut up and let you tell me whatever you want to tell me. The guy who runs this building I'm in, emergency management, he's responsible for everything. His mother was trapped in St. Bernard Nursing Home. And every day, she called him and said, are you coming, son? Is somebody coming? And she said, yeah, Mama, somebody's coming to get you. Somebody's coming to get you on Tuesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Wednesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Thursday. Somebody's coming to get you on Friday. And she drowned it Friday night. She drowned it Friday night.
Mr. President.
Nobody's coming to get it. Nobody's coming to get it. The Secretary has promised. Everybody's promised. They've had press conferences. I'm sick of the press conferences. For God's sakes, shut up and send us the money.
Just take a pause, Mr. President. While you gather yourself in your very emotional times, I understand, let me go to Governor Haley Barbour of Mississippi. Governor Barbour, can you bring our audience up to date on what is happening in your state? How many
Governor Barbour, I just think the president's done an incredible job. That's how he talks. And, you know, there's certainly it's a tragedy, but
I mean, it's just pathetic. And then understand Chertoff, who literally looks like some type of demonic apparition, he's fluttering around in the background while all this is going on. His eyes are drinking it up. It's sick, but you got to laugh at a certain point. I mean, it's so crazy. Understand, if things went well there, they wouldn't have the pretext to get more funds, more control, all of this. But I think it's blowing up in their face. But see, it's also a diversion now. We're not talking about Iraq anymore. We're not talking about all the corruption. We're not talking about how we kind of reached that tipping point with really, exposing the phony war. Now there's this image, and well, we got to dig deep and fund the military more because they're fighting Al-Qaeda and saving us in Louisiana. FEMA executive orders pave the way for emergency police state hell. In the wake of the unfolding police state crisis in New Orleans and the federal coup d'etat of all constitutional laws there, it begs the question, how could this happen? The answer lies with the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the multiple executive orders that have gradually and continually eroded away all aspects of the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It is FEMA that is handling everything and systematically implementing the police state. It is FEMA who is really calling the shots and setting priorities here, Lieutenant General Earl A. Schrook, commander of U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, has said on the events in New Orleans. And that's just what the former Deputy Secretary of the Treasury said. I mean, that's who ran the thing from day one, folks. They can try to blame on the locals and then say we need more federal control, but the feds did this. So let us look at how FEMA has paved the way for the emerging police state hell. FEMA is not an elected body. It does not involve itself in public disclosures, and it even has a quasi-secret budget in the billions of dollars. It has more power than the President of the United States or the Congress. It has the power to suspend laws, move entire populations, arrest and detain citizens without a warrant, and hold them without trial. It can seize property, food supplies, and again, it's practicing what it does, not helping, enslaving transportation systems, and can suspend the Constitution. Not only is it the most powerful entity in the United States, but it was not even created under constitutional law by the Congress. No, it was created by trilateralist Jimmy Carter. A series of executive orders dating back from the 1960s onwards underlines the history of FEMA. And again, before it was known as FEMA, it already existed. The plan for total control of every aspect of our lives has been under construction for a long time. Below are just some of the executive orders relating to FEMA. As you read them, bear in mind that they mean nothing by themselves. They are not law, nor can they become law by and of themselves. Executive Order Number 12148, created by the Federal Emergency Management Agency to interface with the Department of Defense for civil defense planning and funding. Again, they created it, but the President signs it. The Emergency Czar was appointed. FEMA has only spent about 6% of its budget on national emergencies. The bulk of their funding has been used for the construction of secret underground facilities to assure continuity of government in case of a major emergency. Really, they plan and prepare to fight revolutions, folks. This is all a drill for them. If thousands die because they didn't get in there and help them, it doesn't matter. It was an important war game. And the Pentagon admits Afghanistan's a war game. Iraq's a war game. They even admit Guantanamo Bay is a war game. In fact, people that get out of Guantanamo say it's like they were guinea pigs. They torture them, they test drugs on them, and this is what happens. Executive Order Number 12656 appointed the National Security Council as the principal body that should consider emergency powers. This allows the government to increase domestic intelligence and surveillance of U.S. citizens and would restrict the freedom of movement within the United States and grant the government the right to isolate large groups of civilians. The National Guard could be federalized to seal all borders and take control of U.S. airspace and all ports of entry. Executive Order 10990 allows the government to take control of all modes of transportation to control the highways and seaports. And again, sounds good if they could be trusted. They can't be. Government never will help you and won't help you and can't help you. Executive Order 10995 allows seizure of all communications, media in the United States. And the FEMA control boxes were put in all radio and TV stations in 1997. Executive Order 10997 allows seizure of all electronic power, fuels, and materials, public and private. And see, they've been seizing. Cops bring in food, they seize it. Other emergency groups, even the Red Cross does a little bit of good and brings in some food. It's seized. We have sponsors who drive it with big trucks. They go, what are you doing? And take them out of the car and steal their goods. And it doesn't go to the people. Executive Order 10997 allows the seizure of all electric power fuels, minerals, in public and private. Executive Order 10998 allows the government to take over all food resources and farms, which would cause total breakdown. Executive Order 10999 allows the seizure of all means of transportation, including personal cars, trucks, and vehicles of any kind, and total control of highways, seaports, and waterways. And the Supreme Court ruled, not even for an emergency. If some private interest wants your property, they get it. So, see, it's just pure fascism. Executive Order 11000 allows seizure of all American people or workforces under federal supervision, including the splitting of families if the government finds it necessary. Again, they're beta testing all this in New Orleans. It turns out there was no reason to split up those families. They just did it. Executive Order 11001 allows seizure of all health, education, and welfare facilities, public and private. Executive Order 11002 empowered the Postmaster General to register all men, women, and children in the U.S. Executive Order 11003 allows seizure of all airports and aircraft. Executive Order 11004 allows seizure of all housing and finance authorities to establish forced relocation designated areas to be abandoned for as unsafe. Executive Order 11005 allows seizure of all railroads, island waterways, inland waterways, storage facilities, public and private. Executive Order 11051 specifies the responsibility of the Office of Emergency Planning and gives authorization to put all executive orders into effect in times of increased international tensions and economic or financial crisis. Executive Order 11921 allows the Federal Emergency Preparedness Agency to develop plans to establish control over the mechanisms of production and distribution of energy sources, wages, salaries, credit, and the flow of money in the U.S. financial institutions in any undefined national emergency. It also provides that when a state of emergency is declared, that the President, Congress, cannot review it for an action for 6 months. Executive Order 12919, signed June 3, 1994 by President Clinton, encompasses all the above executive orders. There's a lot of other ones that are even as bad or worse. But understand that you think the rich, powerful elites got there because they're sweet and they love you? No, because they're a bunch of ruthless scum. They're not free market. They're predatory. You can become wealthy and not be a criminal, but to become a multi-billionaire, you got to cut corners. You got to make payoffs. You got to, and if you go up even higher, you got to be really ruthless. And the globalists openly say, you shouldn't have a nice house, you shouldn't have a swimming pool, you shouldn't have a nice car, you shouldn't be able to run your life, your family should be broken up, they should have a government that controls your life. And so you give them these type of executive orders, these type of powers, they're going to accentuate crises, they're going to create crises, they're going to carry out terror attacks, because they want it all, folks. You give government unlimited power, it's going to abuse the living daylights out of you. Now, that's human history. I don't need to listen to the Founding Fathers to know that, even though they eloquently warned us. And your future, your children, your progeny, your name, everything this country is on the line. Notice it's like they flipped the light switch with the economy and terror attacks and disasters and everything gets more power, everything gets more control. They talk about how great martial law is, how it keeps you safe every night on the news, and then magically stuff happens, and then you look at the feds not fixing the levees, and reports are explosions were going off at the levees, and those are now being confirmed, and we got FEMA cutting communications lines and stopping cops from saving their own families and just sitting on their big hind ends laughing, telling women to give them sexual favors. FEMA full of criminals, that's mainstream news, hardcore criminals that FEMA has hired to run their ranks. The article written by Steve Watson continues, so you see, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has broad powers in every aspect of the nation. Should it so wish, it can completely wipe out the Constitution, yet this would be completely unlawful as it was not created under the Constitution or law by the Congress. FEMA is exactly the kind of parasitic bacterium that the Founding Fathers warned Americans to stay vigilant against. The images interspersing the article provide us with the visual indications that a takeover has occurred in New Orleans and that all of the above executive orders are operative. We have also documented how FEMA has set up internment camps all over the U.S. to hold citizens deemed to be enemy combatants in times of crisis. All misdemeanors are considered terrorism. FEMA, which is endlessly drilled for such situations, has been complicit in hindering outside efforts to help in the wake of the disaster. After the authorities in Baton Rouge had prepared to field hospital for victims of the storm, FEMA sent its first batch of supplies, all of which were designed and designated for use against chemical attack, including drugs such as Cipro, which is designed for use against anthrax. The London Guardian reported, "We called them up and asked them, why did you send that? And they said, that's what it says in the book," says a Baton Rouge official. According to Jefferson Parish President Aaron Bouchard, federal bureaucrats have murdered the flood victims in New Orleans, Bouchard stated on Meet the Press. "We have been abandoned by our own country." He went on to say, "The CIA may be planning to kill me." Notice that the mayor, notice that Chavez in Venezuela, they all get out ahead of it. "They're going to kill me. They're going to kill me." We have mayors talking about the CIA killing them now because they know, folks. He broke down in tears as he described how FEMA has cut emergency communications. Local officials are no longer have any authority and have been forcibly evacuated. That's been reported. We'll be right back with some final calls. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Take three final calls here. Russell and Josh and Art. I'm not going to belabor this, but very briefly, if you want any of the 12 films I produced or any of the other great documentaries or books that I carry by other wonderful researchers and authors, be sure and visit InfoWars.com in the online bookstore. Be sure and take advantage of some of the discounts we've got. Some of my films as low as $5.95 a piece, folks. Huge discounts. Get Martial Law, get Road to Tyranny, get Matrix of Evil. And also, you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day, see all the films, my weekly TV reports, all of it in high quality low bandwidth and high bandwidth streams in many different formats at prisonplanet.tv or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. You want the number for the Big Berkeys? It's 888-803-4438. The number for Midas Resources in that gold deal, 800-686-2237. Because we've gotten some calls asking for those numbers, so there they are again. Let's go to Russell in Florida. Russell, welcome.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call, and great show today, right on the money as usual. You know, I've been watching the spin channels, Fox and MSNBC and CNN, and I was wondering if you had any inclination to try to get guys like Anderson Cooper or even Shepard Smith on, who have maybe now have had an epiphany of the failure of the New World Order. And
yeah, I mean, you know, in their little cloistered, you know, New York pads and then driving by limo to the studio every day, you know, they really get the elitist mentality, but watching the death and starvation and watching FEMA not let food and water in
right, just
to worsen the crisis did make a lot of them wake up. But believe me, they're real busy right now. It'd be hard to get them on, but I might try getting some of those guys on sometime.
I just wondered if you thought of that and how, you know, if they're going to go back into their little shill.
Well, Shep didn't do much, but that Anderson Cooper did genuinely blow up.
Yeah, he really was out there with a lot of the rescuers, getting his hands dirty right in the middle of it all, and it was, you know, noticeably outraged a few times.
Well, Sean Penn was out there, and I mean, this is on record. He had witnesses, and he'd say, help me get these women, and they'd just go, ha-ha, and take pictures of him like it was a big joke for their photo album, and then tell the women right in front of him, hey, baby, give me some. You know, I mean, it just, and he said all day he saw two police boats out there, and they were helping people, but FEMA and others were just driving around trying to find some women. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Russell, great point. Sorry, we're almost out of time. Josh in New York. Go ahead, Josh.
Hi, are you there?
Yes.
I just want to say the definition of God comes from Gott in Old German, which means to offer a blood sacrifice to, as far as what I've read.
Well, that's what I, and actually the translation, too, out of it, it means the same thing in Aramaic and others. It's a...
And then I also just want to say...
But regardless, folks, I mean, it's the modern use of the word God just means the deity, so I don't think it's... Go ahead.
I'd always considered myself like a left-wing liberal before, but I've always believed in gun rights and stuff, and I totally agree with what you say about the left and right paradigm being terrible. Plus, I have a lot of, like, hippie friends and artist friends, and I've always warned them that if the shit ever hit the fan, then they wouldn't... They'd be
well, covered. Should it ever hit the fan, thank you for your call, sir. Let's talk to Art. Art, you're on the air from Illinois.
Hi, Alex. This is Art. I'm from a suburb of Chicago.
Okay, welcome. You got about 30 seconds.
Okay, real quick, I just wanted to say I've been listening to you for maybe about 3 years now, and, you know, it's just amazing how far I've come listening to you and going over a lot of information that you guys have been giving me. And so I pretty much just want to say thank you for all of you guys, what you do to wake people up out there. And,
well, Art,
you know,
I want to thank you. I want to thank you for being involved and caring. I mean, you make my family freer by caring and being involved. Please don't thank me. We're just doing our duty here, and I want to thank you, sir.
Well, thanks. I mean, you know, I'm trying.
Well, good. Call me back tomorrow when I got more time. I feel really bad. God bless you all. Take care.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.